So many fond memories of America's Thanksgiving Parade presented by Gardner White. One of them always was the Fred Hill Briefcase Drill Team. I'm sure you remember that if you are a fan of the parade at all. It went on for years, and then it stopped with the death of Fred Hill. Well, one of the founding members of that great group of marchers was, in fact, Dave Provost. He's the retired vice chairman of TCF Financial, and he is the leader of the Detroit Athletic Club Briefcase Drill Team. Happy Thanksgiving, Dave, and you're bringing a smile to my face before the first step of the parade.
Yeah, good morning, Paul W. It's great to get this group back together and be able to have some fun and see the smiling faces of all the kids on the parade today.
It's great, too, to know that the Detroit Athletic Club Briefcase Drill Team is indeed sponsored by the number one city athletic club in the country, the DAC, the Detroit Athletic Club, and that it's coming back after a several-year hiatus. How did it come about, Dave?
Well, the last time that the Briefcase Drill Team performed was in 2014. So everybody remembers this, but that was 11 years ago. Wow. And when I became president of the DAC, thinking of different things that the members would enjoy doing, and this came to mind. I put a note out and got such a response from the members that we decided to give it a go. I found a member here named Scott Idle, who is a part of the drum corps, and I asked him to be the drum major, and he just took off like a light. It's just fantastic. The excitement around the DAC. We have practices here, walking up and down the gym, or walking up and down the street between the DAC and Comerica Park is just a lot of fun.
I can't get the smile off my face. Dave Provost is here. And the Detroit Athletic Club and Dave Provost bringing back this hometown parade favorite back to America's Thanksgiving Parade presented by Gardner White. We haven't seen it for 11 years. And this new team inspired, as we said, by the Fred Hill Briefcase Drill Team in the 90s. And David drove the effort to have a new team. And what's new, too, is it all used to be men, but that's not the way the business world is today. You've got men and women.
Yeah, Fred Hill had a clothing store, a men's clothing store. So I don't know if he, you know, what his thought process is, but his customers were all men.
Right.
And when we opened it up here, it's just great to have a real diverse group of DAC members.
Well, and I salute. I'm happy to say that I have been a DAC member for a number of years, but I salute all the members with what approximately 5,000 of us. At the Detroit Athletic Club, the number one private city club in the country, and we've won that award many times, and bringing back the Briefcase Drill Team, who performed really for several decades in the parade. It's part of the mission that the DAC has always had to promote Detroit, and in this case bring smiles to not just Detroit, but the entire nation. How many men and women in their suits and ties will be putting on a show today in the parade?
We have a perfect block of 28. So we have 28. Fred Hill always wanted to have a smaller group. He had 16, but I think larger is better. So we have 28 this year.
Oh, I think large will be great. 28 will be fabulous. We will look for you in the parade. I'm so thrilled to hear that they're coming back, only brand new and improved, I'll say. And I'm thrilled, too, Dave Provost, with everything you've done for our community, now that you're retired vice chairman of TCF Financial, that you would go to the time and effort to bring these smiles to our faces later today on this Thanksgiving morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am grateful for you, Dave.
Great. Thank you, Paul W. Look forward to it.
Happy Thanksgiving as we continue on this Thanksgiving morning 2025 on WJR.